Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Rolling right back into your phone calls here. Let's start with David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, what happens if the bully tells you you gotta buy his buddy's product, and that guy's gonna tell you how to use it, where to use it, who to go talk to about it, and if you don't do what he says, the principal's gonna put you in school. After school, how you gonna feel?
Feels like crap. Sounds like what the government does
every day. That's what's going on with the car insurance. The government is mandating you buy a product from this company, and this company tells you how much you're going to pay, who you could go get your car fixed by, how much it's going to cost, if they're going to pay for it. And if you don't like it, you get a $500 ticket, and the second time you're going to jail or something. Then even the commercials make fun that Wally's going to be waiting for you in jail.
What,
you know,
commercials
if you don't
are doing
have
that,
the insurance and stuff.
Really?
And then they threaten us with something that we're supposed to accept with the homosexuality. They're threatening us with sodomy, sending us to jail.
Wow.
But then we're supposed to accept it because it's the new thing or something. It's okay. So they're playing us like idiots, and we're going for it just because we love our cars.
Well,
and we're going to fight the war. We're going to send our young.
I don't think it's because people love their cars. I think it's because they want to feel like they're law abiding people, and they'll feel like they're bad people.
What do you mean law abiding people? You're telling me that the bully is telling me I got to buy this product from his buddy that's in cahoots with him because they make all kinds of laws for their buddy, the bully. And if you don't go along with the bully, the bully's going to beat you up and throw you in after school.
Sure, but you have to understand you understand what Stockholm Syndrome is, right, Dave?
Huh?
Do you know what Stockholm Syndrome is?
Oh, when the hostage likes its bully.
Yeah, that's what's happened here. I mean, essentially what has happened is
you've got to hang out with the guy who has the most atom bombs, right? That's what it is, and I guess we got the most. So
but the idea is that the bully has been around for so
but
long.
I'm just saying the government can't tell us what to buy and what
not to
buy. And
they
if you
can,
don't buy
and
it,
they
you're
do.
Going to jail.
The reason why they can, Dave, is because most people have accepted that they can.
No, because they worship their vehicles, and they don't want to pay the money to get it fixed on their own. They're hoping some company's going to pay it, and they're going to jump through all their hoops that they tell them to do it.
I don't think the reason why people obey government laws is because they worship their vehicles. I think it's more likely that they worship the government at some level.
What Dave is suggesting is that you could undermine the government system by not driving your car.
Well, hey, if they tell me I got to get insurance, then make sure that they're not getting rich off of them ordering me to buy their product. I'll buy the product as long as it's profit free and they charge enough to keep it going and to make it work.
Yeah, well, that's not
going to happen.
So
it doesn't cost $10,000 to go get your car fixed for just a fender or whatever it is.
Nothing worth anything is going to ever be profit free because, well, nobody has any real motivation to do it.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
I celebrate profits. I want the people that I'm working with to make profits.
Right.
I do understand.
But not guaranteed profits.
Yeah, extortion. That's what you're talking about. If you say, you've got to buy my product, well, that's extortion.
Or else we'll lock you in a little cell. Yeah, that's not good. And then in some cases, in some states, they have made the regulations of the insurance business so onerous that many of these companies are bailing out. Massachusetts would be a great example where you've seen an exodus of insurance
Louisiana,
companies.
Florida.
where the insurance companies have just said, screw this, we'd rather just not do business here. So sometimes you'll hear an insurance commercial on the radio and they'll say, except in Massachusetts. That's because they don't exist there. They won't do business there because the regulatory climate has become so obtuse and so difficult for them that they've just left, which means that those who are staying in the state are all the better off. Those companies who are still putting up with the state's regulations, probably because they're buddy-buddy with the state legislators, they are the ones that get those remaining customers because all those customers have to switch to somewhere else. If that one company goes under or disappears or leaves the state, then its customers are still mandated to purchase product. And if there's only three other companies they can buy product from, then their choices are going to be limited. That means the service is going to be limited. The less marketplace players there are, the worse the situation. The more competitors, the better. And the insurance companies that are tied in with the state know that, so they want more regulations. The insurance companies, they want more regulations so that'll scare their competition away and guarantee them ever more profits. It's just a sick situation. But the reason why people put up with it, besides wanting to drive from one point to another, is because they believe that it's there for some reason. They believe that there's a, you know, it's necessary to have these mandates, and it's necessary to keep the roads safe, and that's what government does, and government's good, and we like the government.
There's a certain amount of optimism, too. If you got into a wreck every day that you were on the roads, you would likely never go on the road. Mm-hmm. If you got in a wreck every week, if you went on the road, you know, your chances have gone up slightly, but not a lot. But, you know, most people don't get into wrecks that often, and so therefore they don't have to deal with these things that often. So it's optimism. When they think about driving, they don't think about wrecks.
Yeah, and I think they're probably optimistic in that they believe that the law is generally a good thing and that they're law-abiding people, and so therefore they won't come under any trouble as long as they pay their fines.
Some of them do. I mean, I have insurance anyway. So to me, the law obligating one to have insurance on one's vehicle, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have insurance, and I don't care what the law says. Now, I happen to be going with the law because that's what makes sense to me. But at the same time, I don't think there should be a law obligating a person to have insurance. However, I do think that person should be completely responsible to pay restitution to whomever they hurt. And if it takes everything they own and they have to go into indentured servitude to pay it off, then I think they should. And I don't care if they've got some disability or whatever.
I agree.
They can go into some indentured servitude prison and make outgoing telephone calls for telemarketers, and they can dial with their tongue as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
if they went out there and they hurt somebody through their own negligence, they should have to pay.
Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex in New Jersey.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to remark upon how many people call into your show with slurred speech.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Are you slurring now?
No. I wanted to talk to you tonight regarding the credit card companies that you were just mentioning a few minutes ago.
Okay.
You said that they sometimes incorporate the price of the product into the transaction charge that Visa or MasterCard tax on.
Charges them. The retailers do that.
Right. Through my own research, I've found that that is against Visa and MasterCard's rules.
They don't allow that at all. They're not allowed to do that?
Right, the merchant is allowed to do like a $5 credit minimum, but they're not allowed to say, oh, well, I'm going to charge you 25, you know, cents because you're using a credit card.
No, they don't, right, what you're saying is they can't tack it on extra, so you can't put a $10 price tag on the shelf and then at, you know, the checkout ring in an extra 3% on top to cover the credit card fee.
I've seen merchants do it.
If it's going to be incorporated in, it has to be universal. So you would have to pay the same for cash and credit card.
Correct.
And what's most surprising is that these retailers, they don't even follow all the rules that Visa and MasterCard put out. For example, every time you use a credit card, they're supposed to check the signature on the back, and they're supposed to check you for ID. But they never do that. And a lot of times they don't get a signature, and they're supposed to do that too. And if there's
for purchases under $20 or something like that, they did not need a signature.
If there's a dispute and they didn't check ID and they don't have a signature and they don't have any of that, then
the merchant
is liable for a bunch load of...
Hey, that makes sense. I guess those merchants are just willing to take that risk.
How can they prove they checked signatures and IDs? How can they... If you say, they didn't check my ID...
Merchant.
Well, if there's no signature, you know they didn't check anything. I mean, if the person didn't even sign or whatever. In fact, you're absolutely right about that. If you want to continue the discussion, hang on, 800-259-9231. I wonder, though, is it okay by their rules to offer a cash discount on an existing shelf price? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue back with Alex on the line in New Jersey. Alex, you said you did some digging around through the rules for merchants for Visa, MasterCard, credit card companies like that, and you discovered that, indeed, they have rules that specify that merchants are not to tack an extra fee for credit cards onto the advertised purchase price. And I'm curious, did you also discover that is it possible to give a cash discount? So if your shelf price is $10 and somebody says, "Well, I'll give you $9.75 cash," is that okay, or is it something that the merchant can offer to people? Because I've seen gas stations doing that, where if you go to a gas station, you pay in cash, you get a 2 or 3% discount.
I haven't seen anything written down about that, but I would imagine it would be if you're able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. And, you know, hey, those are private rules. And if you want to have to offer your customers the convenience of a Visa or a MasterCard, those are the things that you have to do in order to be able to do so. And, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to confuse people. You don't want to, you know, you only want to have one price, and you don't want to tack them on with surprising fees at the register or anything like that. And so it's all
totally. And when it comes to, you know, dealing with humans, expectations are a real issue. If you're going to tell them that the price is one thing and then you're going to change it, that's, you know, that's not going to work out. Hey, you can change it down, but not up.
Sure.
If somebody's going to pay $14 for something, you need to tell them that ahead of time. Otherwise, your customer's going to be very angry.
Right, and it feels better to get a discount than it does to have something tacked on. So you build the cost in initially, and then you can bring it down from there as necessary based on whatever the factors are. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
No.
Thanks, Alex, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Monica on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Monica.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I wanted to call in about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Oh,
but,
cool.
I heard Dave's call, and I kind of wanted to respond to that.
You can do both.
Hey, Free Talk Live.
Go ahead.
he was his... I guess overall point was what he was calling in to get people to do, right, was stop driving cars as some kind of way to stick it to the man.
Yeah, I think that's his point.
Right. I don't see why I should have to limit my product choice in the marketplace, because bumbling government can't keep their noses out of what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not going to do that at all. I'm a safe driver, and I will continue driving from point A to point B regardless of the rules.
Gas costs more now, and I'm making decisions based on it costing more. I mean, that's all there is to it. I'm driving less. I'm making efforts. My wife and I live a bit out of town, and you know, I limit it to two trips to town a day as opposed to.
To some extent, that's your choice as a result of market conditions. Right?
Sure.
Also, I wanted to, he involved there and was kind of lambasted corporations and his, lambasting government and blaming them kind of for the high prices that we pay. I just wanted to point out that everywhere you're looking at high prices, unjustified by the marketplace, you're looking at government. You're looking at government subsidies or regulations.
Right. Anytime that a corporation can charge more than its product is worth, it's because the government has come in and limited the amount of choices that you have in the marketplace.
Yep.
Competition keeps prices down. Every single time, competition is what regulates pricing. Perhaps out there is some person who offers a service, maybe in a not-for-profit or even a corporation, that prices their product artificially low because they feel good about it. But they are definitely the rarity. It's competition that keeps prices low.
Yep.
Otherwise, BMW would charge $1 million for its cars instead of $60,000.
It also increases customer service quality as well. So competition's wonderful.
Yeah, so what I actually wanted to call in about was moving to the Free State Project, and it's great to be here, and I wanted to encourage everyone to, get over to New Hampshire as fast as you can, right? It's the first 1,000 is slated to be here by the end of 2008, and the next 1,000 project is, you know, still looking for signers. So
yep.
If you go to pledgebank.com, you can sign up for that and get here. And the reason it's so important now is because we're dealing with a world that's increasing in complexity, not decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is more important now than ever that the free market should have its reins.
Absolutely.
Monica, I think that there's even a bigger problem facing the Free State Project. It's the abundance of hot women that lead men to date. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
I think she's speechless. but yeah, you're absolutely right. There is no better time than now for the free marketplace. Mankind has reached the point at which, I mean, it could have happened years ago, but now that we have this wonderful communications infrastructure that we have, we can really reach out to people and express our ideas in a way that is uncontrolled by the old media, that the old gatekeepers no longer exist in the way they once did, and these ideas are going to spread, as Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has pointed out so rightfully so, that, you know, the voluntary society is coming, and really the only question is how long will the government people continue fighting in righteous indignation to keep things operating the way they currently are. And the more people we can compile into the same place and here to New Hampshire, the faster we're going to bring about that free market society. And the faster we can bring about that free market society, the better the advances will be, because of increased competition in various different areas. We'll have better health care, we'll have better everything, we'll have cars that don't even use gasoline anymore, better energy, better health care, you name it, whatever it is, the marketplace will provide it, and it'll do it better, it'll do it cheaper, because that's what the market does. And I totally agree with you.
You have to think for yourself in the marketplace. There's no government program or center to instruct you on how to live your life.
Oh, I don't know. You could probably hire a personal consultant to do those sorts of things for you if you wanted to.
Somebody out there will want to tell you what to do. You can believe that.
Monica, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, get on up here. I mean, what are you waiting for? Because the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take to get to the freedom to the free market.
The Free State Project, come date our hot women.
Well, actually, I hear Monica's dating one of the Free Staters right now, as a matter of fact.
I don't.
Or not, he's not a Free Stater. I don't know if I should say more than that.
Yeah, you can't say much more than that. But you never know. These things, they come, they go, and it's not just Monica, mind you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you're here, then you can have next crack, you know, next opportunity for one of the other attractive pro-freedom ladies that are coming here into New Hampshire.
Amazing how many there are of them.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. You go to a Free State Project event like the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you see a much higher percentage of females represented than you would at the Libertarian Party conventions.
That's
or
sure.
Any other liberty-oriented get-together. It's still not 50-50. Not close. But it's bigger than I've ever seen, and that's a good sign. More coming up. You can take control, bring up anything. State lotteries. What are the odds anyway? Talk about that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with thousands of our listeners. Over 350,000 posts await you. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. And get posting, or just read. That's what most people do. They just read. But it's entertaining. There's some fun stuff and some serious issues. You'll find all kinds of different things over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls. Dan in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Great.
I have a situation. I mean, I really like the anarchy thought process, the freedom that it brings.
I prefer the term voluntarist. It doesn't sound as chaotic.
Yeah, anarchy sounds like terrorism, I know. Anyway, what I see going to happen, that could happen, has to do with a patent number that I try to tell everybody about. It's U.S. patent number 5676977.
Okay.
The reason that it was, the reason it was developed is that it was a virus that was created by military labs from 62 to 78, and it's the 5676977 is the cure for AIDS, patented in 1990.
Okay, you're telling us the cure for AIDS has a patent number associated with it?
I can't make it up. U.S. patent number 5676977.
Uh-huh.
Nixon signed the documents in 1970, and
what is it you're getting at with all this?
Well, the government has the cure.
Well, if government can do that, then the freedom you're talking about can be easily taken away.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm just saying I like your ideas. I'm concerned about things that have happened, as this example I'm giving you, that could end your great plan, which I support.
You're talking about like a disease, they'll let loose some sort of genetically engineered disease or something like that? Yeah, sure, that's a possibility. And they could roll in tanks, and they could blow people up and assassinate them, and they could do all kinds of all manner of violent, terrible things to us. But you know what? The fact is, if we just sit around and do nothing, then
we know what we're going to get.
Then we know that that's coming. We know the police state is here, and it's only going to get worse, and so there's no risk. I see no risk in doing what, there's a slight risk that they might target us first because we're the ones that are stepping out first, but they haven't done it yet. And as far as I'm concerned, since we're going down a path to tyranny now, there's no real significant risk in doing whatever it takes to shift that path towards freedom in the free marketplace. And I'm not concerned one iota. I mean, what I don't want the comforts that these gangsters are offering me. I don't want to live in a comfy prison. I want to be free, and I'm willing to take whatever risks are necessary in order to make that happen. If I was scared of getting poisoned or killed or whatever it is I could be scared of, because there's a lot I could be scared about the government could possibly do, then I sure as hell wouldn't be on the air doing this kind of an iconoclastic radio show 6 nights a week. I understand your concerns, but for me, it's really a non-issue.
Yeah, I don't know if the government's, sending out diseases to get us. Sometimes there's moments in time when I think it's possible. Most of the time, I don't think that they're doing that. But, you certainly have given your patent number there that it sounds like you believe it, if nothing else.
Right. So I'm not too concerned, and I don't think you should be either. What do you think?
Well, I've written to the congressman and everybody else that I've tried to say, why are we putting out $15 billion to address the African AIDS issue? And nobody will respond to me.
So I decided
I would try your show to get that number out. Maybe
there's
somebody
no reason
else
for them to respond to you. I mean, they have no obligation to respond to you. They don't benefit from responding to you. And that's the way government is. They're non-responsive to your questions. All they want is your damn money and your obedience. And I'm tired of both. I'm tired of being obedient, and I'm tired of giving them money. So we're going to stop and see what happens. And if they let loose some plague, so be it. That's the way things are going to be. But I don't expect that to happen. I expect to have a renaissance, a wonderful educational, iconoclastic renaissance where people come to the understanding that this government idea, it was created by man, and it was a mistake. Men are fallible. They effed up, and they created this government
idea. Call
it
an evolution.
Yeah, we're evolving to a new state of being, the true voluntary order that we were meant to have. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready, so therefore other people are ready, and those people that aren't ready, they can enjoy their chains until they're ready to break free, in which case we'll be waiting for them with open arms.
I agree.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more about the gangsters and one of the little games that they play with people, the state lotteries. Now, as we discussed earlier, Mark, when there's lack of competition, you get crappy customer service. When there's lack of competition, you get arbitrary prices and arbitrary everything else. And the world of the lottery is one of those areas that the government has gone ahead and legislated itself a monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go bet on some horse races, and you can, play high-lie and stuff like that.
But it's a near monopoly.
But as far as
the running numbers.
Right. Yeah, as far as running numbers is concerned, if you're not in Vegas, you are playing with the monopolist, the state government, wherever it is you are. And William Anderson over at LouRockwell.com has a few things to say about some recent revelations in regards to various different state lottos. He says, out of principle, I don't play the state lotteries. If I were to win, I suspect I'd be in the position of the Orthodox rabbi who snuck in a game of golf on the Sabbath and hit a hole in one. Who could he tell? Nonetheless, there are many reasons to oppose state lotteries, which still do not provide the odds that the old numbers games run by the mafia used to have.
Right.
The numbers rackets, of course, were illegal, while state lotteries are promoted everywhere one can turn, even though they're inferior to what the criminals offered. However, until today, I didn't realize that maybe the real criminals reside in the lottery offices. This bit of news confirmed my lack of desire to purchase lottery tickets, although I've always been under the impression that while the odds are stacked against those who purchase tickets, nonetheless there is at least a 1 on the left-hand side of the fraction, as in 1 in 1 million, as far as your chances. However, I now realize that in many cases the proper number is actually 0, as in no mathematical chance whatsoever. According to news accounts, this is the situation in many states. And this is CNN's story that he cites here. When Scott Hoover bought a $5 scratch-off ticket in Virginia called Beginner's Luck last summer, he carefully studied the odds. Even though he figured his chances of winning were a long shot, he felt the odds were reasonable. Hoover, a business professor at Washington in Lee University in Virginia, wasn't surprised when his tickets didn't bring him the $75,000 grand prize, but he was shocked, shocked, to learn that the top prize had been awarded before he even bought the ticket. He said, "I felt duped into buying these things." He discovered the Virginia State Lottery was continuing to sell tickets for games in which the top prizes were no longer available.
Can you believe it?
Public records showed that someone already had won the top prize 1 month before Hoover played. He's now suing the state of Virginia for breach of contract. According to Hoover's attorney, it's one thing to say it's a long shot to win the $75,000, but it's another thing to say you have no shot to win it, which they weren't even saying. They were saying he had a chance to win.
Right.
Though,
There are other prizes. They're going to make these arguments that there are other prizes.
But when you're advertising that the prize is $75,000, like when you're entering Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes, if you enter before the deadline, then you can win their prize. If you enter after the deadline, they're just not going to take your entry. But in this case of the state government, and we'll get to the state's their explanation here in a moment, but when it comes to the state government, they don't have an obligation to do anything for you. So I don't even understand. I don't think that his lawsuit's going to get him anywhere. We'll see, though. Who knows? Anyway, through a request filed under the Freedom of Information Act, Fishwick's firm was able to obtain records that show the Virginia State Lottery sold $85 million in tickets for which no top prize was available. Now, Fishwick says the state should pay $85 million in damages, though, again, you think that's going to happen?
What are the chances?
Yeah. Now imagine that a brokerage house on Wall Street was operating under a mutual, this is back to the Lou Rockwell article, operating a mutual fund for which those who purchased the shares not only were receiving zero return, but also could not get their money back once they put it in. Furthermore, assume the operators of this fund were advertising that investors could receive fabulous returns far in excess of what they put in, even though they knew those returns didn't exist. It wouldn't take long for government agents to swoop in on that fund and lead the fund managers off in handcuffs to waiting patrol cars. There'd be no let-up in the public and media condemnation of these scoundrels, and a federal jury would convict them and a judge would have them sentenced to a few thousand years in federal prison. But what will happen in Virginia and the other states that have openly defrauded people that purchase lottery tickets? We'll find out here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for CareOne Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A CareOne Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a CareOne agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. CareOne agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
I can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.com or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. You've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to bike.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, again, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Great place to get all the shopping done that you need to do and help support Free Talk Live at the same time because we get a percentage when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx today. We continue with the story here about the state lotteries. This isn't just Virginia. According to LouRockwell.com's William Anderson, it's going on around the country where state lotteries are selling tickets to games where the prizes, the top prize, has already been given. So, you know those various different little scratch-off tickets that they've got when you go to the convenience stores? And they say right there on the scratch-off ticket what the top prize usually is. Super jackpot, $100,000.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there are smaller prizes available, yes. But the advertised prize is $75,000. In the case of the story we're talking about from CNN. And people are buying these tickets, and they don't realize the prizes have already been given out. If any business was being run this way, they'd be subject to criminal charges. They'd be shut down.
That's the problem but with the state running any business.
Right. Is the state going to punish itself? According to Mr. Anderson, no. Here's a little bit more from the CNN story. Paula Otto is executive director of the Virginia State Lottery. She said the games are fair, and the top prize money is actually a small percentage of the money given out to lottery players. Most of the players win through the second, third, or fourth place prizes, she said. Otto said it's also no longer possible in the state of Virginia to purchase tickets with no top prizes available. She says, "We absolutely have always been very open and honest with our players about the way our scratch tickets are distributed. Yes, there were times when there was a scratch game out there that might have said zero in terms of the number of top prizes, but our players knew that. Otto would not comment on the lawsuit, but she stands by the integrity of the games in Virginia and looks forward to vigorously defending them. Virginia isn't the only state to sell tickets that have no top prizes available. USA Today estimates that about half of the 42 states that have lotteries were, as of early July, continuing to sell tickets after the top prizes are claimed. You'd think that in a legitimate numbers running operation, they would pull the tickets. Oh, top prize has been claimed? Well, we're going to have to pull our tickets because our competition is going to, you know, advertise that we're dishonest. But in the case of the state lottos, there's no competition, so they can just keep selling the useless, worthless tickets.
It's absolutely the problem in this. People know that they don't like monopolies. Why in the world have we allowed governments to get into a monopoly situation with lottery? And I feel like, unfortunately, the people whose math is the worst are targeted the most on these things.
Right. Yeah, that's true. People that are poor are the most likely people who are to play the state lottos. It's essentially a tax on the voluntary tax on the poor people. Anyway, lottery officials from some states say the practice is fair because lesser prizes are still available. And they say the tickets and the lottery websites make that clear. In New Jersey, tickets for the $1 million Explosion scratch-off game were still on sale last week, even though the $1 million grand prize was already awarded. Lottery ticket buyers outside a New Jersey convenience store were stunned to hear that news. "Oh, really? I didn't know that," said one shopper. Another added, "That's just not right." Dominic DeMarco, spokesbureaucrat with the New Jersey Lottery, said information about winning tickets and prizes is readily available on the lottery website and at retail outlets. However, officials are still looking for ways to improve on their procedures. Still, Hoover hopes his lawsuit will alert lottery players in all states to be careful before they place their bets. You'd be better off not placing any bets with the state lotto, taking the money you'd normally spend on the lottery and putting it into a, you know, interest-bearing savings fund or money market.
That much is true. But what I've noticed in some places, you'll find 50-50 raffles.
Mm-hmm.
Often the veterans will be doing them, you know, different church organizations. If you're going to gamble, the way to gamble is to do one of these 50-50 things or do the bingo or something like that. These are set up. There's competition. You know, you can win.
It's obvious, back to Anderson from LouRockwell.com, it's obvious that the players who purchased zero return tickets didn't know about the fact they were buying a pig in a poke, despite what the lottery directors might say. And don't think for a second that knowledge of risk by purchasers of fund shares would save the mutual fund directors from being convicted and imprisoned. Moreover, if players couldn't win or could win smaller prizes, the fact that an unwinnable grand prize was front and center in the advertising makes the sales fraudulent. So what is to be made of this situation? The government holds state lotteries and their leaders to a much different standard than it holds for people working in private businesses. No lotto spokesbureaucrat or director will receive a visit from a federal or state law enforcement agent. No prosecutor will seek indictments. Mm. No jury will convict, and no judge will sentence. The next time someone is hauled out of a Wall Street office in handcuffs, as was the recent case of some guys formerly of Bear Stearns, remember that federal authorities are making claims against them that they would never make against their own people, no matter how dishonest or egregious the behavior. In the case that he mentions, prosecutors cherry-picked emails that they sent each other regarding concerns about the funds, conveniently leaving out the other emails that told a story that contradicts what the prosecution's claiming. One can bet there will be no public vilification of these crooked lotteries. The New York Times will not demand indictments, and federal prosecutors will oblige, choosing to target others. Thus, the fraud will continue, blessed by the politicians, the prosecutors, and the judges. I mean, after all, what's the judge have to gain from ruling against the state lottery?
Nothing.
He'd have a bunch of angry lotto bureaucrats working to get him thrown out of office next time, most likely.
People will certainly more pull in the government than you or I have. You know, I would hope that they will sanction the lotteries in these cases, but the point that he makes is still completely salient. The fact is, even if they award this $850,000, did you say, was the amount, $8.5 million? I can't remember. The amount that of tickets they sold after they knew the grand prize was gone.
Who did they award it to?
Well, I don't know.
Give a free lotto ticket out to everybody? I mean, because how are you going to know if somebody bought a lotto ticket?
Well, they would have to sign up for a class action suit, and the person who wins that is the lawyer who runs a class action suit. But, you know, I would hope that they sanction the state for that. But then, you know, if the lottery has trouble in the state, who are they going to get money from?
The taxpayers.
The taxpayers. So yep. The taxpayers are still ending up going at it. Even if they took the $850 million or whatever the number was, I don't know, $850,000, right. Whatever.
Even in the...
And gave it to the St. Jude's Hospital.
Right.
You know, a fine organization, one I have given money to on multiple occasions. Still... Then the taxpayers are forced to give, you know, money to St. Jude's Hospital. And maybe they don't like Armenians or something. I don't know.
Not only are these state bureaucrats very unlikely to even face any trouble, but if they actually do face some trouble for this, it's never brought down personally upon them, and they themselves are never personally responsible for any sort of fines that must be paid or any sort of judgments. As you say, the taxpayers foot those bills. So the bureaucrats themselves that are making these decisions to scam people are completely insulated from any sort of consequences for their actions. And that's the typical way things are when it comes to government bureaucracy. They're totally insulated from consequences, and they can get away with literally stealing money from people, being dishonest, and live to do it another day. Let's continue with your calls. You can bring up what you want. It is Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about people dismissing police abuse by saying, oh, it's just a few bad apples,
yeah,
no big deal.
Just a couple guys, that's all.
Yeah, well, I want to know, where are the people in private industry that are out there killing customers and robbing them and imprisoning them? Where are those bad apples? I don't see them.
Where are the Walmart bad apples that are stealing things from their customers in the parking lot and harming the clients that they...
Exactly. Like, the same people that will not... And I know people like this. They don't shop at Walmart because they say, oh, well, managers are, you know, making employees work overtime without paying them time and a half or whatever. They're the same people that are falling all over themselves, apologizing for a state, like killing innocent people, you know, confiscating homes, doing all these horrible, horrible things. It's like,
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, even imagine, I mean, what would happen if a Walmart manager killed a customer? I mean, would these people be saying,
man,
oh, well, you know, Walmart, though, I mean, we need them.
Right.
It's just a bad apple over at Walmart, no big deal.
Great,
I mean,
point. That story would blow up like crazy.
I know. You'd have people all over the country in front of, like, every Walmart holding
right.
signs,
they
picketing.
They boycott
exactly.
Walmart, whereas
boycott.
Nobody boycotts the state. They just keep paying.
I mean, people boycotted, Starkist Tuna because they were using dolphin unfriendly nets or something like that.
Great
right.
point.
You know, and when you point out that, you know, Walmart, you know, people would say something against Walmart like, oh, they're bad for the environment or something like that. Well, so are the governments.
Worse.
They're the biggest polluters in the world.
They're worse. I mean, they're worse than the four top corporate polluters combined. Hey, great points tonight, Vince. Thank you for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us right back here, same time, same place, tomorrow night. More Free Talk Live then, and always online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.